If you want to take a horse from a flighty foal to a dependable adult, what's the process? Modern cowboy Shona Duff is based at Anchor D Ranch, just outside Calgary in Canada, and she starts to build a relationship with her horses very early on, so that by the time they reach 3 years old, there's a level of mutual respect.
You want the horse to learn where his space is and where your space is, and respect the two so that you can ask the horse to follow you, to stop when you stop, to continue when you continue. Every horse is different. It's like you have to learn the personality of the horse. You're looking for the body language of the horse and how he reacts to your body language. The horse will move away from pressure like any animal. It's the same as if you were training a dog or working with a child. They react to the pressure that you put on them, and then when you release that pressure, that is the reward, and that's how you train them. So it's the release of pressure that trains the horse.
You're not involved in things like, you know, giving them treats when they're good and things.
That can be used as a reward, and lots of people do. Personally, I prefer to reward them with purely the release. The strongest thing that I have found in training a horse is the good boy or good girl. And a horse will relate to your change of your voice. When you're pleased with an animal, they can tell.
Talk me through the process. Like, what's the first thing you do right through up to the point at which you're going to put a saddle on them?
When acquiring a new horse, the first thing that we would do would maybe pop him into the round pen or an area where the horse has space to move away from us, where we can still have control over the horse to see how the horse is going to interact with us. It's again your pressure and release. You would be asking the horse to walk on, to stop, to turn when he's asked, by moving your body in relation to the horse's body, by getting in front of him, getting behind him. If you're behind him, you're pushing pressure to get him to walk forwards. By stepping in front of his shoulder, you would ask him to stop. Each horse is individual, so some horses you might spend 10 minutes in the round pen, then the horse would join up with you and be willing to soften and accept you as being a friend instead of something scary. Then you would be looking to start using your saddling and your tack equipment. We'd work with blankets, just moving the blankets around the horse so that he gets used to the blankets going over, and then working up and progressing onto the saddle, then progressing from the saddle to getting the horse moving under the saddle, because it's a strange feeling for a young horse to have all this gear on it and restrictive cinches or girths holding the horse in. So the horse has to accept that and move forwards into that. And then again, depending on how the horse softens to that and uses that, would depend on when you would get on the horse. Some horses will soften in 20 minutes, half an hour, and you can get on them and go. Other horses you could take 2 to 3 weeks.
Do you ever get a horse that just will not do it?
Yes. Especially spotted ones, but I'm not allowed to say that.
And what do you do then?
It's a game of perseverance. The horse has to know that you are in charge. You become the boss, and when you ask him to do something, he has to do that. So it's a game of pressure. Some horses will move off the slightest pressure and you can move your hand and the horse will move away. And some horses you will see in the horse world, people using everything from the hand to a long stick to a flag to whips. It depends on the individual horse and how much pressure he requires to get him to do what you require him to do.
And when you see it in the movies, of course, you get all this idea of breaking the horse's spirit. It's kind of like you almost bash the horse down, the poor thing. Does that actually happen?
Unfortunately, it does still happen. There are two rules of thought on how to break and train a horse. There's a more European way, which is what I've learned personally myself coming from the UK, where you're talking to the horse, you're working with the horse, and you're building that trust relationship. And then there's the old-fashioned cowboy way, as I call it out here, which originates from the old military way, when the military first came over, where they would catch a wild horse and they would break its spirit and muscle it to the ground and saddle it. Thankfully, that doesn't have to be quite so severe now, because a lot of the cowboys out here will round pen the horse, but they will still use the force and their strength to muscle the horse into doing what they want to do, rather than teaching it and building that trust.
Once you've got the horse to the stage where it's willing to put a saddle on, then what happens?
You're then asking the horse to accept your weight on his back. You're asking him to learn to carry your balance, because he's learned over the first 2 or 3 years to balance himself at all four gates, at walk, trot, canter and gallop. So you're now asking him to do all that with your weight on top. So he has to accept your weight and learn how to counteract for it, because not every rider is going to be able to turn the corner at the same time as the horse turns. The more experienced the rider, the younger the horse, first, the better the combination are going to learn. So if you have a really good rider that can stay with the horse and train the horse and go with the horse, so if you ask the horse to turn, the horse turns and the rider turns with it at the same time, that's going to train the horse a lot quicker than asking the horse to turn around, the horse turns around and the rider follows a second or two later. So the better trainers are the ones that can move better in time with the horse.
And can you tell a well-trained horse from a not-so-well-trained horse just by almost looking at the way it moves?
You can tell more from the way the horse first reacts with you, by reading the horse's body language. A well-trained horse is going to be quiet and accepting of your presence. A not-so-well-trained horse is still going to be frightened. He's going to be snorty, head held high, very alert to what your reactions are. The horse's ears will tell us a lot about how he feels. If his ears are forwards, then he is alert. If they're kind of relaxed to the side, then the horse is softer and relaxed and quite content. And if they're pinned right back on his face, then he's frightened or angry.
That's Shona Duff from Ankerdee Ranch in Alberta, Canada.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.